Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time, exactly 30 years on. Welcome to May 1992. In the news, in Los Angeles, there's widespread rioting following the acquittal of four white police officers for beating Rodney King. And in the UK, plans are unveiled for a fifth terminal at Heathrow Airport. Also, UEFA have just announced that the 1996 European Football Championships will be held in England. The major Britpop milestone we are discussing today is the release of the debut single from Suede, The Drowners. Written by Brett Anderson and Bernard Butler, it was released on 11th of May 1992, and while it only reached 49 in the UK singles chart, it got great reviews and the band were already being heralded as the most exciting new group in the country. The song itself is remarkable, a glam rock anthem with Anderson's sexually ambiguous lyrics and distinctive phrasing, while Butler's guitar complements perfectly, letting loose, writhing and soaring. Listening to this alongside everything else coming out around the time in 1992, it jumps out as being a callback to the more discerning moments of 70s glam rock, plus pushes forward to something new and unique. Meanwhile, the proliferation of rave music into the mainstream was clear, with Nottingham dance act KWS holding the number one spot throughout May. Their record was a double A-side, with the main song being the dance pop hit Please Don't Go. But then the other track, the far less heard Game Boy, is a pure blast of rave energy. Other rave tunes hitting the charts in May were the subtly named Raving I'm Raving by Shut Up and Dance and the classic On a Ragga Tip by SL2. Meanwhile, there were a number of indie tunes in the charts which helped to tell us the story of the indie scene from which Britpop emerged. Morrissey was back with the lead single from his upcoming album, Your Arsenal. We hate it when our friends become successful. The Smiths and Morrissey were a huge influence on early Suede as well as a number of other Britpop bands, and this track in particular, with its ironic laugh throughout the chorus, taps into that same wry humour that would become a big part of the Britpop scene. Oh, Many of the key players in the indie scene of the late 80s and 90s were represented in May. The biggest indie hit of the period was Carter USM's Only Living Boy in New Cross. Having been released in April, it peaked in May at number 7. The 12-minute, 53-second epic Weekender by Flowered Up hit the charts in May, as did Feel by former Creation Records' House of Love, current Creation Records' Swerve Driver with Never Lose That Feeling, and Liverpool band The Real People had their biggest hit, reaching 38 with Believer. If you listen to the Oasis podcast, you will know that The Real People are hugely important in the Oasis story. And in 1993, they would go on to help Oasis to hone their sound, recording the live demonstration tape. They were also an inspiration to Oasis via the fact that Noel Gallagher shamelessly ripped off a number of their songs. And listening back to this one, there's a definite similarity in the verse melody to the Oasis song Fade Away. Check it out. I'm a believer and I once believed in you. In all of the things you say, in all of the things you do. But I was on a fly. Speaking of Fade Away, Oasis played their 7th gig on the 5th of May, with Fade Away getting its first play. The set for the show with the Yah-Yahs in Oldham was still primarily based on tracks that would not end up getting official releases, with the only exceptions being Columbia and the aforementioned Fade Away. The charts in May also featured Come Play With Me by The Wedding Present, St Etienne, Join Our Club, People Get Real, the 15 Years EP from The Levellers, Eat Yourself Whole by Kingmaker, Two Worlds Collide by In Spiral Carpets with a certain Rhodey, and Rich and Strange by Cud. A song I always find hilarious, as a friend of mine is called Richard Strange. He actually owns a record shop and was featured on episode 4 of the Oasis podcast, if you want to give that a listen. Anyway, that's where we'll end it here in episode 2 of Britpop History. Join us next time to look back at June 1992 as longtime Sheffield hopefuls Pulp have another crack at chart success. Will their new single Oh You Gone Gone be the track to finally break them through to the mainstream? Plus, the Manics released the 5th single from their debut album. Now, by the time you get to a 5th single from an album, surely you're scraping the barrel? Not so much in this case. See you next time.